We left off yesterday, yesterday being last year, trying to figure out what can be mochel etnai. On the one hand, what are, so you say, you can be mochel in the darim because it's harvacha, you can't be mochel here because it is tzar. What did the Gemara say? That you can be mochel etnai here by a guy who marries a woman al etnai. So, what did the Rashba give him up last night? So, what is one there? So, one there, the Rashba and Tosos, they basically say, Ta'ar in our Sugya is the rule, Harbacha in our Sugya is the exception. Basically, any time you can't be mochel, it's what you did, what you said, it is what it is. The one exception there from Ksuma Shigemi Mokhletzai, it says you can, it didn't mean it. It really meant a new Kiddushin. Okay? It did. Not the most awkward thing in the world, because well, that's not what the New York Ksuma is really concerned. So they don't do this Lashon. So exactly, it's not a big deal. And only Harbacha is different. The Havmin, the Rashi, the Harbacha means anytime I want someone to do something for me, that's Harbacha. And the other thing besides, only if it's actually giving me money, it's Harbacha. That Herb reminded us of the fact here we saw in Rochanan last year, which I put some more, of course, on the cover sheet and those ones which I in it, but we're not going to repeat that now. So, what do they do with it? So, what's the rule according to them is that you can't undo a tanai, meaning sa'ar equals the general rule. General rule, sorry, just mean that it's not harbacha, the general rule, except for harbachas mamon, where mechila is kiyom, it's ki'ilu, is kiyahatznai, to the mechanism of ki'ilu hiskabalti.
I'm still confused as why their initial like intention that they made tonight so sacrosanct.
Because that's what you, if I say it unconditionally all the time, whatever I have in mind right then, that's what was taught. It's too late to change it. I made a transaction. If I write a contract with you, I can't change it afterwards. If I write the fine print, I can't change it afterwards. So if we make the fine print, or we have an estimate of what people think of the fine print, it's too late to change. That is there for the Rafa and Tosos. The Rambam and the Raivid, though, in that Sugya, in Ksuba, Stafai, and Gimel. The Rambam and the Raivid, in Ksuba, Stafai, and Gimel, they said, no, it means to shoot you from local to not. A man said to a woman, I read with you, Deshli, I'm the Nasio and the Mom. Even if she has a mom, like, say, I'm Michael, you're married, I'll keep you anyway. I'm the Nasio and the Dar, means you don't have the Dar, I'll keep you anyway. I'm the Nas. Your father will buy me Dira, Almanas, that you won't talk to this shifty character. Mochel, marry you anyway. You can be Mochel a Tanai. What's shot in being Mochel a Tanai? So, the way the Ran and the Kesem Mishnah understand the Rambam, and the way the Rambam understands the Rambam, is it all goes back to our Sukkah, Ilu Eskabalti. It's Ki'ilu, it's good enough. But instead of making Sar the rule and Harvacha the exception, they make Harvacha the rule and Sar the exception. Instead of saying, well, you can't undo it tonight. Except Harvacha, you can say, Ilu, it's fulfilled. They say, in every tonight, except for Sar, you can say, Ilu, it's fulfilled. I married the girl, and she doesn't have a mom. She does have a mom, but Ilu, it's not for me because I don't mind it. You know, I married her, Almanas, that, whatever she does, it's ki'ilu, it's good enough. As long as, the point is, the tonight is for my hanad, the tonight is for my benefit. I don't care if it's in the past, she has a mom, or in the future, she will do something. If it's in the future, I don't care if she will do something or won't do something. As long as the tonight is for my benefit, like 99.9% of time, right? Probably got to make the time, because he wants something. If the point of the tonight that I want something, then if I'm equally happy as if I got it, if I consider it good enough, then that's the fulfillment of the tonight. So it's fundamentally the same. You can't undo a tonight of Tsar, but for a Tznai of Hana'a, Mechila is Kiyama Tznai, because the Tznai doesn't mean it'll happen. That's for Tsar. Tznai means you will suffer. Now, I can't say I'm equivalent as if you suffered, because it's not about me, it's about you. But when the Tznai is, and likewise Lachora, but when the Tznai is, sorry, I'll be happy about something, I'm just as happy as if, and that is good enough. But basically, what I'm claiming is that the Rekesef Mishnah, Ran's Pshat of the Rambam, the Ravid, and Rashba and Tosos are very different halachalamites. One of them says, every Tznai I can say Moichel Zayin except for Tzar. The other says, every time I can't say Moichel Zayin except for Harbachas Mamon. But conceptually, they're the same thing. The only way to undo a Tznai is to say it's either you fulfilled it, right? They just argue conceptually it's the same, right? Albulundus, you can't cancel a Tznai, just ki'ilu fulfill it. The machlokas is machlokas in psychology, how do you ki'ilu fulfill a Tznai? However, one of the guys, I was a little disappointed, only one guy came over to be angry after the last year. He said, come on, how can you say that's Pshat in the Rambam? I didn't say Pshat. Well, that's the mission, says Pshat in the Rambam. How can you say that's Pshat in the Rambam? After all, let's start with the after all that I already mentioned, right? This makes one Rambam very difficult, right? And which is why we have to add the Magen Mishnah. Even though the Magen Mishnah can say anything in the other places, obviously, he joined this list. What Rambam is very difficult is Gerushin Perikhes Halacha Kaf Gimel. Because the Rambam says Gerushin Perikhes. Oh, the different Perikhes here. The Rambam says in Gerushin Perek Tes Halacha. Sorry, Perek Tes Halacha Kaf Gimel. Talking about a Tznai of Tsar. Gerushin Tes Kaf Gimel. There's basically stira when it comes to Tznai Tsar. What's a Tznai Tsar? That my ex-wife, the woman who's becoming my ex-wife, is get, will give me something. Right? Pesach Aleph, he said, you can't be Michael. That's the Torah Jezozah in our Gemara. Chazar Armelov and Sofasoshi are reading with Chulamlach, Eina Megoresh, Shari Lonasa, Tznai, Mechila doesn't work. Our Gemara says, it's Tsar, not Harvacha. But it's also Tsar, not Harvacha. And the Rambam says, and you get a shetitin, also clear, also begin atzvo. Oh, and shevatel atznai. So you can be multiple. It's the listen out of 200 zos. No different thing than it's the listen of 200 zos. It didn't adopt the mitzvahs. There's a tanana, a kli, a beged, you know. So it seems to be a bit of a zero. So says the Magen Mishnah that what's difficult according to this, right? The Rambam in Cheskel Gimel says Mivachol. What does he have to be very, very nidchak in the Rambam? Rambam, according to this, there Ishos Zayin and Chaf Gimel Nicha Yerushin Tes Chaf Aleph Nicha. Gerushin Tes Kav Yimel is Kasha because it's Tsar and you can be in Batel the Tznai. Lama Yachol Levatel Tznai Shel Tsar. And the Magen Mishnah gives a very duchav answer. What did the Magen Mishnah say? This is the last thing we mentioned. The Magen Mishnah, if you believe the Magen Mishnah, Shalom Yisrael. Magen Mishnah says, when the Rambam says Bitel Tznai, he didn't mean Bitel Tznai. Ish says bitulas tznai, he meant bitulas tznai. But when the Rambam says, and the Rambam, the Gemara Tana say they met for different places, different places. Okay, the first written by hundreds of people. The Rambam wrote a story, supposed to write it. He said he was very unique in his also, and he was very unique. So in Peishos, bitulas tznai and bitulas tznai, over here, what does bitulas tznai mean? A new kiddushin. Same shtick that Tosfos and the Rashba pull on the Gemara, the Magen Mishnah pulls on the Rambam, says, no. Really meant a new kiddushin. What he not kiddushin, to the garrison.
He really meant the new garrison, not a new garrison. What he really meant by the Bittalon Tanaim is not that he says the Tanaim is bought off. That he says, forget that. Harei at Luteris of Haladam, I'm giving you the get now. And he says, this is my folks who show him, says he doesn't have to take the get and give her. As long as she's holding the get, if she lost the get, it wouldn't happen. As long as she's holding the get, he can say, you know what? I'm giving it to you anew now. It's already in your house accounts, and you can re-divorce. Okay, that's not what the Rambam says. So what's Pshat in the Rambam? So Pshat in the Rambam is obviously something very different, and the Rush gave a different Pshat in the Rambam. What did the Rush say? The Rush dealt in new tumas at great length, but he just deals with it so nicely. With this issue of Bittel HaTanai, meaning can I be like Vata the Tanai and just say you're married, you're divorced, whatever the case may be. And he says in the second tshuva, he goes through a bunch of different answers, and he starts with saying, ah, Mechila Tanai is like the Kima. Not a bumble, but that's just as good as keeping going with time. Then he says, but the Rambam goes further. Right? And that's where it starts in some long hills. It says, what's Pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam, look at the Rush, and look at the Rambam. Rambam, the Rush, which is clearly the Pshat in the Rambam. Now, you never know. Someone will say, I think the Rambam is telling you about the simple Pshat. Is that the Rambam is machnali between two different things. Not based on Lashon HaGemara, based on logic. In Pes Chaf Aleph, he says, I can't be mochel the money. In Ches Chaf Gimel, he says, I can't be mochel the money, but I can be mevatel the tznai. And in Isha Zayin Chaf Gimel, he's talking about being mevatel the tznai. There are two separate things for the Rambam. What are the two separate things? There is being mochel the money, and there is being mevatel the tznai. What's the difference? And you could call them both mechilas tznai. But what do we mean by Mechilas HaTanai? There are two ways to understand Mechilas HaTanai. One way to understand Mechilas HaTanai is say, the Tanai is you give me $200, I'm a Vater on the $200. The other way is saying, I made a Tanai, I'm formally canceling the Tanai. And for the Rambam, those are two different things, and those are two totally different sugyas. Those are two totally different sugyas. For the Rambam, our sugya is about the Ilu Hiskavalti, is about Mechilas HaMos. What does the Rambam, what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says, let me just read it. Harizah Gita Menashtit Lim Sayyid Zuz, Bechazar Ba'amar La, Mechulim Loch. Mechulim. Look, the 200 Zuz. I'm over the 200 Zuz. Okay. That has nothing to do with Bitbotsnai, says the Rosh. There are two totally different things going on, says the. I didn't leave myself so much room here. But what is the Rush trying to say? The Rush tried to say for the Rambam that, no, they're tzvedinim, that the Gemara in Ksubos is achuli achuli tznai, is mechilas hatznai, not mechilas hamos. Right? That's talking about bittel hatznai. And that always works. The Gemara in Gittin is talking about Mechilas HaMa'os, the Torah's Kiyom HaTznai. Meaning, there are two different things I could do if I need a Tznai. You're divorced, I'm not going to give you 200 Zos. I could say, you're Mechayim the Tznai, because it says, if I got 200 Zos from you, and then that depends, but if it was a Tzar, it wouldn't work. It's not Kiyom of the Tzar. Or I could say, I'm not mochel with 200 zuz, even though I got 200 zuz. I'm a batal b'tzan. Mevatel b'tzan is nothing with how happy I am and whether I want to. It's just a formal bittul b'tzan. Says the Rambam, I'm using a slightly different lashon. Our Gemara talks about mechilas hamos. The Gemara in Ksubos talks about mechilas b'tzan. Just to make it the difference clearer, we'll use the word bittul b'tzan. Not me, the Rambam. Bittul HaTznai is the Gemara in Ksubas. And you can be Bittul any time. There's no difference between Tsar and past and present and positive and negative, anything. You can be Bittul any time. That's Bittul HaTznai.
Our Gemara is not talking about Bittul Atzinai. Why? He didn't say Bittul Atzinai. He says Yimokol Amah. You know, the money happens here Atzinai. That's in the case of the Neder, it does to Tzarbacha. In our case, it doesn't because it's Sa'ar. But therefore, said the Rama, if I'm going to get Tzinai, it's Sa'ar for my wife and I divorce her. Harei At, Harei Zegitech, Amunas, a certain Sa'ar. It depends what I say next. If I say Amloichel the money, she's not divorced because she wasn't Makai of the Tzinai. It was Sa'ar. If I say, I'm not loyal to the money, I'm a batel that's not, then that does work. And that's the difference between, right, Ishus, Dayan Chav Gimel, is talking about Bittul HaTanai. He used the word bit, right? In Hilchas Ishus, the Rambam used the word. You just have to, basically, when you read the Rambam, you have to read his language carefully. That shouldn't be Chiddush to us. He says, V'chadar Gimel, U'bitel HaTanai. Gerish in Ches Chav Alet, Harei Heng Mechumun Lach. He was mochel the money, right? Gerushin, Eskop Aleph. That is mechilas amos. This what did it mean? What time? Bittul Atznai always works. What's the name of mechilas amos? Doesn't work for tsar. But when he gets the Eskop Gimel, he's very careful in his lashon. He doesn't say that she's not divorced unless she gives him the itzelis or he's mochel the itzelis. No, mochel the itzelis wouldn't help. He says, achi batel hatznai, only if he's mevatel hatznai. Because here he's talking again about bittul hatznai. And bittul hatznai works even for tsar, right? Always works. Even for Tsar. And now we can understand the Rambam Kipshuto. The Rambam Kipshuto is just being a big finish. We thought there was only one discussion of Mechilas Atznai. Says the Rambam, one second. No, there's more than one discussion. There's more than one discussion. There's Mechilas Token Atznai, there's Mechilas Achet, and there's Bittul Atznai. Bittul Atznai always works because that's a formal process of Bittul. Mechilas Achetta might work, might not work. Then you're trying to say it's as if. Is it? Well, in Tsar things, it's not as if. But in Harbokhba things, it is as if. And Mechor, it's gone in the past, it's not as if. You know, I say, I'm an Asino Ramon. I say, you know what? It's as if you don't Ramon. That's not good enough. That's not good enough. That is that answer the question of the Rambam. They also switch the Rambam. Oh, one second. The mission says, if I say Almanas, you're rich, or Almanas, you're a Levi, or Almanas, you're a Kohen, etc. Even if I say, I really want to marry him, anyway, and I really meant it, I want to marry him anyway, it doesn't help. So I ask the Rambam, you don't want to feel like helps. I say, no, it depends. If I would say, I'm a bottle of money, that helps. If I say, it's not good to me, no, there's nothing else. Because just as good only works for Harbach. So what do I say to the Rambam, and then I'll take Nathan's question. What I'm saying to the Rambam is that there are two dinim. There is Bittul Atznai, and that's from Ksubos, and that always works. And then there's Mechilas Hamaos Ke'ilu Hiskabel Ke'ilu Atznai. And that works for Harbacha only. That works only for Harbacha. Meaning the Rambam says to the Rashi, you're absolutely right about that. You're absolutely right when it comes to Ke'ilus Kabbati and Ke'ilus the time is fulfilled. But I have another ace on my sleeve. Right? You could, instead of saying Ke'ilus the time is fulfilled, there's another tactic you can take. A bittul atznai saying, I'm just formally undoing my tzar. And that's the Rambam says, the Lash of the Gemara, the Rambam, as he often does, uses Lash that's even clearer than the language of the Gemara. The Gemara here talks about the chil of the money, and in Suva talks about the chil of the tzar. So there are two different concepts. The Rambam, to make sure you don't get confused, but where Mechila says there's Mechila of the money and bittul of the tzar. Mechila and bittul, very clear, at a certain point of the Rambam, that he's talking about two. Then you saw about two different things. And once you see this shot in the Rambam, you can't possibly believe any other shot in the Rambam. And the Rosh said it before the Ran and the Magen Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah.
If this is such a simple approach, why isn't the Magen Mishnah the Rosh?
Yeah, I don't know how to answer those questions. I don't really know how to answer their questions. Agav, I'll just point out the Rosh is Shuba. You know, the Rosh isn't writing a longest shot. He's not writing a longest shot to show the Rambam, right? He both the Rambam here says relevant to Akbal along the line of Shaya. The Rosh the Shuba, actually, as is the Derech of Shubas, you know, he wants to reach a Maskana. And to reach his Maskana, he says, you know what? I can give you many different svaras that'll reach this Maskana, and they're all true. So the Rosh, in his first Shuba, the Siman Lamed, hey, gives two svaras. In Mambav, he gives three svaras, says the Rav. Number one, there's Ki'ilus Kabalti. Sometimes you can be Mocha and counts as Kiyama tonight. But not for Tzar. Number two, the Rav said, even for Tzar, regardless, there's a Bitla tonight, which is a formal process, which have, you know, let me get back to one thing, which has power, not just a Ki'ilus Kabalti, just a Bitla tonight. Then number three, he says, and then also you could just re-divorce her by saying, keep holding on to your get, because if I give it to you again, and maybe get a new givers. He says there's multiple three reasons. But that's because in the Tshuva, you always try to look for as many svaras as you can. But the interesting part about the Rosh for us is Chan the Rambam. Now, if Nathan asked, or whoever just asked, so why does everyone not agree with this? It could be that the reason no one agrees with this chat is it could be a technical point in our Gemara, which we'll come back to for a hook. Let's come back to it for let me try and explore that in two ways, actually, not just poo-poo it. Number one is, what's going on in our Gemara? What is our Gemara discussing? When our Gemara says you can't be mochel, what does that mean, you can't be mochel? You can't be mochel at all tonight, Tsar? There's no way to get rid of it? That's how. No way to get rid of it is how the Ravid reads it, and the Rashba reads it, and the Chortosis reads it, and the Rambam, according to so many parts, reads it, or the way the Rambam reads it tomorrow. You can't get rid of this tonight by saying a mochel of money. Of course, there's something else which could get rid of this tonight, but that's not what we're discussing here. Interesting, what is our Gemara talking about? When our Gemara says mechulimach, what does it mean? The Rambam reading Kipshuto like Rashi. Doesn't mean Rashi will agree. Rashi is reading Kipshuto. Says Rashi, Hebra Maskel, Mahu, me have your hash mechila kiyum tonight ilu nitsanosan lo o lo. Is mechila like giving it that it's a kiyum tonight or not? Right? And the Rambam read our Gemara like Rashi. Yeah, it doesn't mean Rashi looks like the fancy Rambam. It says our Gemara is about, is it ki'ilu stabalti ki'ilu kiyum tonight? When a mochel the money is that ki'ilu kiyum tonight, so just as happy as if I had the money. And no for Tzar. Yes for Hacha, no for Tzar. The Rashba, fascinatingly, read our Gemara a little differently. The Rashba says, it's Lasdavka Ka'amar, and we'll see why, and I'll tell you why, but we'll go over it more in a minute. He wonders, what's the case where Rav Shimon and Liel and the Chachamim argue about whether they can give money? So they argue if he agreed to accept money, whether she can give money, or if he refused to accept money, whether she can give money. Okay, interesting question, right? I mean, what's the case where they argue about giving money? He's agreed or he's not agreed? So that's a big machlokas. Shonen, the Rashba says that he's agreed. The Machlokas or Spagna of Chamos, when he agrees to take money instead of the Itzdalis, we pass on like the Chachamim, that it still doesn't work. Even though he agreed to take the money, it still doesn't work. It's not the evil king on time. Today, a simple question. Hold on a second. If he agreed to take equivalent money, it's not the evil king on time. Why did the Gemara even have a suffix? If he was mochel, if he agreed to take nothing if it's ki'ilu kiyum tonight. Think about it. I say, give me the itzdalis worth $100. I agree to take $100, that doesn't count as kiyum tonight. Obviously, if I agree to take zero, that doesn't count as kiyum tonight. Right? It's not ki'ilu kabalti, even if I have money to go buy a new one. Certainly not ki'ilu kabalti if I have no money. So, what's pshat? So the Rashi says, our Gemara has the suffix about mechilas hatnai, it doesn't mean
I mean, okay, he doesn't say this quite so explicitly, but he says, you know what? There's two things. There's lekiyum tnai mechaving, and there's lebittel tnai mechaving. There's kiyum tnai, and there's bittel tnai. He said the same lamas. Kiyum tnai is what Rashi and Chacham argue about. If I give the money and you want the money, and you accept the money, is that a kiyum tnai? Our Gemara is suffering mechul lach or something different. He reads it different than Rambam. Our Gemara is suffering that mechul lach is can you be mevatel tnai? Oh, and hold on. If the Rashba says he gets stuck because of this whole, we'll go over this, whole cheshbon. But our Gemara is about bittul tnai, not kiyum tnai. And the maskan of our Gemara is that it doesn't work. That bittul tnai doesn't work. So according to the Rashba, we maskan of our Gemara that there's no such thing as bittul tnai. Can't say shot of the Rambam. So let's see, why would anyone disagree with the Rambam? Let me just put this on the board. Now, if someone asked that so nicely, who's the one who asked me why anyone disagree with the Rosh Hashanah Rambam, really? Right? Why would anyone disagree with the Rambam Lefi the Pshat of the Rosh, which, once you read it, it's hard to not agree. That's Pshat of the Rambam. It's great additive. There's Kiyom Tzayim, and there's Bittul Tzayim. So, one answer is, it depends how you read our Gemara. Our Gemara says, in the end, something doesn't work by itself. Something doesn't work. For Rashi, what doesn't work in the end is ki'imu ki'im. For the Rashba, our Gemara is not about ki'imu ki'im. That's Rashbag and Chacham. Our Gemara, which says, ki'bari l'Rashbag and ki'bari l'Chacham, which says this, irrespective of Rashbag and Chacham, is about bittul tnai. And the Maskana of Gemara, that bittul tnai doesn't work. So one possibility is based on our Gemara. One is the cheshbon of our Gemara, right? The cheshbon of our Gemara, right? If you interpret like the Rashba, meaning Rashba, well, she does it. You interpret like the Rashba instead of Rashi, which he does for all kinds of technical reasons, right? Then Rashi says that the suffix in the sugya is about mechila kikiyum atznai. Well, the Rashba says, nope, that's machlokes reshumi liyom chachamim. The suffix in our sugya is about mechila kibitl atznai. And what I'm more answering is that there's no sugya kibitl atznai. I had to work by Yadurim, it's kiyum atznai, it's not wrong. But here, when there's tsar, there's no kiyum atznai, and there's no bittul atznai. The suffix is odot bittul atznai. V'hisiku de'efshar levatel atznai. Meaning, our Gemara not having this suffix is bittul atznai different than kiyum atznai. But at the end of the Maskana Gemara is that you can't. So, again, Rashi doesn't have to lead to the Rambam. It has to lead to the Rashba and Magnisha and the Ran and etc. Maybe you have a sower from him. If our Gemara is about bittul atznai and maskanas you can't, then there's no such thing as bittul atznai. If our Gemara is about mechila like kiyum atznai and the maskanas you can't by tsar, so then maybe there's somebody else called bittul atznai. Maybe there's not. But you can say the Rashba. But I think there's a better reason.
It doesn't. The Rashba said that it said because he wants to get around to balance the process.
Correct.
So the Rambam would have to have a different way of solving the problem.
I mean, there's a whole list of them. We should have their own way of solving the problem. No. Yeah, it doesn't matter. We'll go through the answer. So, hold on. There's a bigger problem with Svara. Right? Hold on a second. What's the Svara here? I understand the Svara of Ki'ilu Kiyum HaTznai. Right? You can't undo it tonight. Unless it's Ki'ilu Kiyum HaTznai. What's Ki'ilu Kiyum HaTznai? That certain things are equivalent to other things, or they're not, and we just have to, make our own dinah and paskin that. That's very reasonable. Everyone's going to admit at a certain point that they're equivalent to certain things. But what is this bittul atznai? I don't understand. I said, I divorced you on condition that, whatever the case may be. Better case. I married you on condition my father agrees, right? So I said, I'm mochel the yirtza'aba. We're just married. I understand. There was only a marriage al tznai. If the tznai isn't fulfilled, there was no marriage. How can I use mevatel al tznai? There's no marriage there, right? Again, I said, you're megureshes on condition that you give me 200 zuz. She's only divorced retroactively. She gives me 200 zuz. She doesn't give me 200 zuz. She's not divorced. So I can say, I'm mevatel the 200 zuz and you're divorced. What do you mean? I can't create a divorce out of thin air. The divorce is al tznai. I can't create more of a gerushin than there already was. You can't create a new chalos out of thin air. She never gave me 200 zuz. She was never divorced. What do you mean I'm a vatal tznai? How can you mean vatal tznai? What's the example that Rav Chanan asks here when he's going to try to illustrate the rush? If I say, Hare at mikudeshes la'achar lamed. You're mikudeshes after 30 days. Can I say, I'm a vatal 30 days, you're mikudeshes now? No, like, the chalos is the chalos. I can't, like, take half the words out of the chalos and make it into a different chalos. That's called making a new chalos. Right? And likewise, he says, when it comes to what's called shear again, right? Beginning of Hungary discusses with Machlokas Tanan, the beginning, last part of Gittin, that I worked about, and say she would turn to everyone but one guy. Does that mean shear? You would turn to everyone except for him? Or does that mean tonight? You would turn to everyone, I'll menace you don't marry. So everyone agrees. If I say, you're, again, come say the word, priestess, then you can bring it up. But if I say, you're a terrorist to everyone except for Reuben, I can't say, no, I'm a vatal except for Reuben. Now you're a terrorist to everyone. No, I'm not doing to everyone except Reuben. She's not a terrorist to Reuben. I can't just say, I'm a vatal. When you make a chalos, you can't say, I'm a vatal, half the words and turn it into a different chalos. So maybe svara, it doesn't make sense that you can mavatel. Again, this is not what we're calling it says. This is, we illustrate, you know, what you might think. And then starts discussing. But the svara is that you can't be mevatel a tanai because that is changing a gerushin or kedushin that already happened. If the gerushin or kedushin already happened, it's too late for me to change it. So I can't be mevatel a tanai. You want to say ke'ilu I need to fulfill this? So I'm a psychologist and do a Pew survey and figure out whether most people would consider that a valid fulfillment. But I can't say you're divorced on condition you give me 200 zuz. Yeah, forget it. You're divorced now. She's not divorced if she didn't give me 200 zuz. I guess you created the divorce out of thin air. And the Rush knows that, and the Rush responds. And really, what might be going on here is a very deep oneness that we refer to once in Shira 46. I'm back in my notes. We discussed in Shira 46, right? The Gemara in Ksubas has a very, very interesting phrase. Tnai milsa achrisi. Tnai is something different. The question is, there might be something very fundamental going on here. And I'm not saying this. The Rush basically says, Rohan says, but he doesn't say it either. Rush, he says, what's the nature of tnai? And Rohan illustrates it very nicely. If I say, you're divorced after 30 days. Part of the chalos gerushin is that it's chalos for 30 days. If I say, you return to kol adam chutz mi ploni. You return to everyone except Reuben, which, again, doesn't work the way we possibly work. We're going to bring the answer in the last paragraph. The nature of the chalos is that it's chalos of heter for some people and iser for Reuben. What if I say, you are divorced, I'm not sure give me 200 zuz. So the simple pshat is, the nature of that chalos is that it's a divorce if this and not a divorce if that. It's like built into the chalos. Where would it be built into the chalos? L'chor would be built in not to the maisa, but to the das. You need a maisa and das to create gerushin or kedushin, etc. Things you don't need das for. You can't make a tznai at that. But things you need das. So my das was all tznai. Right, think about it. If I gave her a get and I didn't have das, then it's not a get. If I have das, it is a get. What if I das if on condition? Okay, then it's a get on condition. So you might say that no, the nature of the chalos is that it is inherently a chalos al tanai. If the chalos is a chalos al tanai, how can I be vatal al tanai? Being vatal al tanai means making a more powerful chalos than it was. I can't make it a more powerful gears than it was until now.
Why say you can verse all tonight? No, I say I'm about to verse a shell all the time.
I can't make a new, more powerful Gerishin unless I do a new Maisa Gerishin. That is maybe what everyone but the Rosh would say. And maybe that's why the Mayan Mishnah and the Ran Likas of Mishnah were so insistent that they didn't want to read the Rambam the way the Rambam was, you know, asking to be read. Because they're just, it doesn't make sense. There's no such thing as Bittul time. What did the Rosh say back? The Rosh says back, and he makes a whole, this Rosh, if I would have told you this Rosh was like, you know, a Bolchanan or a Granat or like some Brisker Akron, you would have believed me, right? It's, here he's really, he's talking like, you know, like a Brisker Rosh Hashiva. He says, no, Tanai, now he doesn't directly base himself on the Gemara of Tanai Milsa Achris. He says in his own words, Tanai is a finish. What do you mean Tanai is a finish? It's not that naturally I can do something else now. No, you can do something or you cannot do it. You can divorce or you cannot divorce. You can be Mekadosh or you cannot be Mekadosh. There's no natural right to do something on condition. You know, you have a condition in your head, so wait to see what happens, then do something. You only want to divorce her if she gives 200 zuz, so wait till she brings you the 200 zuz and then divorce her. You can structure your life however you want. But a divorce is a divorce. And a non-divorce is a non-divorce. You can't, he says, misvara, there's no such thing as a tanai. A tanai, as he says, is a chiddush. And how do we, if it's a chiddush, how do we know? If it's not a sword, it's a chiddush, then where do we get it from? Of course. What? Where's the xeris gossip? He says, really, logically, there should be no such thing as a tanai. If I say that's a big finish, he should be mekudeshes whether or not the tanai is fulfilled. Because either you're mekadesh or you're not. And if you're mekadesh, then... if you're Mekadosh, then you're Mekadosh. Logically, there should be no power of Tanai. I go to the rabbi, say, why don't we Mekadosh Yishal Tanai? He says, no, there's no such thing as that in Halacha. Either you're Mekadosh or you're not. Decide. And if you're Mekadosh, you're Mekadosh. And if you say it Tanai, it's just a suggestion. You're allowed to suggest whatever you want. You're allowed to use, you know, moral, you know, you're allowed to play in the conscience. Say, come on, I was only Mekadosh you for this. You know, don't you think that's fair? But you can't have a chalos al tonight. He says, Chidashu, the aim the chabo, ela chidusho, and therefore, and he says again, really, regardless of what you say, if you do it, you do it. The mice is where this kayim, except that it is a finish, and that's why he says, since it is a, give me a second, since it is a finish, okay, that's what we'll see. Let's say I make a tanai, but I make the tanai wrong, right? Like I'm supposed to do a tanai kafel. I'm supposed to say if yes, yes, if no, no. And I don't do kafel. I don't double the tanai. Then what happens? Or let's say I make a tanai against the Torah. Mas Lashon is with Torah. The tanai doesn't work. The tanai doesn't work and you are married or you're not married. Logically, what would we all have said? If I make a tanai and the tanai doesn't work because it doesn't fit the halacha. So do I want it? So I say, you're married, al menas. That I don't owe you Sherek Sosko Ona. So that's the Torah of the Tanya's bundle. So, what would I have thought? I only wanted to marry you without Sherek Sosko, so I didn't want to marry you. How long is that you're married? You're married. I say the Tanya wrong. You're married. Why well, said it in Rosh? Because really, Chalos the Chalos. The Tanya is a Chiddush and it's a Mavatl the Chalos. If you don't do the Chiddush, then it's not Mavatl Chalos. Basically, what the Rosh is saying, he's not quoting the Lashon from Ksubas, your test and base, the word we read. He's saying Tanya Milsa Achrisihi. A Tanya is not part of the Chalos. A tanai is an external impediment to the halos. Now it makes a lot of sense, right? Okay, but so Nachon Tzomet has a lot of these svaras for Hilchos Shabbos, right? Think about it. If I say, classic example, right? I have a, I set my little robot train, right? That. It will only go to the destination if the lights are on, not if they're off. Right? No, I'm a vatal. I want to go to the destination either way. Too bad. It's only set to go off the lights are on, right? If it's not even built in. Let's say the train doesn't have a setting. Either I wind it up or I don't. The train is going. But I put a roadblock that blocks it if the lights are off. So what can I say? I'm a vatal. Take away the roadblock. If I take away the roadblock, it goes. Meaning I can take away a roadblock and then something goes. But if something doesn't have the power in and of itself, I can't say I take away the tonight and give you more power than you have. If the chalos doesn't have the power, I can't be bought to the tonight. The chalos has the power, but there's an additional roadblock that stops it. I can take away the roadblock. Take away the roadblock, and then it will go. Says the rush in Chovel Tadusha, a tonight is something separate from the chalos. A tonight is a new chalos that's bought to the first chalos. That we learned from the Gun Making Minus Kiddush. He says, basically, whenever I make a tonight, I'm doing two things. I'm making a chalos, absolutely. I'm making a tonight. That's my akhid in some circumstances. Then I can even vatal the roadblock. And the tonight is always, the chalos is always unconditional. A conditional chalos is really an unconditional chalos with a conditional roadblock. You can always be vatal the roadblock. Why can I vatal it? It says, usi deeper and vatal deeper. The tonight is mere deeper. The chalos has a mice. The tonight is just words. My words mean vatal words. That's the chiddush of the rush. And basically what I'm saying is that maybe the machlokes here depends on the machlokes about how you conceptualize what's the nature of tonight. Is it tonight that you really did a chalos? Just there's a chiddush that you can put a conditional roadblock, in which case the rush is right. I just mean vatal that. Why? Also deeper and vatal deeper. Words can undo words. I'm not handing to the chalos. Chalos is always powerful. It's always powerful. I'm just taking away a roadblock. Or maybe the other Rishon would say, oh, that's too fancy schmancy for us. A conditional chalos. You only have das, on condition. It was only a girishin on condition. I can't be mabot with conditions. That's really adding to the girishin and making an unconditional girishin. This, Rav Chanan points out, seems to be machlokes even within the Bali Tosos in Ksubas Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara Ksubas Daf Nun Vav says something which surprises everybody. Gemara Ksubas Daf Nun Vav says, if you hold mas, then everyone holds at least in some degree that mas da al mas shekasa the Torah. Tana ubatel. If I make a tanai against the Torah, that tanai is batel. Right? So if I say to a woman, Harveyat mikudeshes li, amanasha in lachalai sherkses va'ona, you mikudesh I condition I don't own sherkses va'ona. Okay, the tanai is batel. There's some achlokas, but it's money parts and the non money parts. Also, the tanai is batel, and the maisa is tanai. She's mikudeshes to me anyway. And Tosa says, I was question. I said you're mikudeshes to me on condition I don't give you sherkses va'ona. And now the halakha comes and tells me I'm married and I have to give sherek sos ona. That's against my condition. I never had das to marry you if I was going to have to give you sherek sos ona. So how can I be married? I didn't want to be married to sherek sos ona. I made it tonight. You want to say that tonight doesn't work? So you say I'm not married. I understand. Torah has public policy, right? In secular law in America, they have this all the time. Whenever you make a contract with a tonight that's against the law, it's bottled. Much more so. Okay, but this day I said that tonight gets the well, fine, I understand. You can't go against the Torah and say, I'm married, thou sheriff's of illness. Stop being married. But I didn't want to be married in that case. I said, you're only married al menas. So what, chat? So says Tosfos, the tema, imke namayim mekudeshes. Sorry, hiss the fiction. Yeah, hey, law, thou sheriff's of illness, even mekudeshes. Et cetera, et cetera. It says the Riva, Omer Ri, very reminiscent of the Rush, meaning where the Rush get this. Lachora, this Rav Chanan already, the Shut Rush got this from the Ri and Tosos and Ksuvas Daf Nun Vav. The Omer Ri, the Ilav Yalpina Bitznai, the Gadam de Ruvain, Havami, the Shul Tznai in Mavatel Samaisa. Really, Tznai is a Kiddush. It's an external Kiddush, not an internal limitation. If not from the Gadam de Ruvain, we would have thought, no Tznai can stop a Maisa. If you do a Maisa, you do a Maisa, and talk law. It's a Kiddush that you can have a Tznai. But if you lose time, so. Basically, that's what he keeps saying. Same Lashon Rosh. Tanai is a chiddush. Tanai is not a natural part of the chalos. It's a chiddush. And what I'm adding, that's not in their words, but obviously in their thoughts. It's therefore, it's a milsa krisi, it's an external. It's an external factor. Tanai is not what's like a natural part. Naturally, a halos, you have no right to make a tanai. So tanai is a kiddush, okay? If you do the kiddush, fine. And if you don't do the kiddush, then there's no tanai. And if you say, ah, but I never intended to marry you except for this tanai, so there's no, I intended to marry you. And intended to make a tanai. The tanai didn't work. I still intended to marry you. Right? If I intend two things, I intend them to counterbalance each other. And one of them doesn't work. I still intend to the other thing. And if I get stuck with tough luck with something that I didn't know I was getting into, then that's tough luck. Right? If I had das to give you a present of a horse and that you would give me a present of a cow and I end up not getting the cow, I still give you the horse. Ah, I never meant to get into this situation. It doesn't matter. Right? I had das for the chalos. I didn't have das al tanai for the kiddush. I have also had das for a tanai and the tanai of the kiddush. The tanai doesn't work. It doesn't work. This is the makor of the rush. What would the other rishonim say? They would say, one second, like the answer of Rina Tam here. It says, Rina Tam, tavi maflik bidvarim ve'enzeh tanai ve'enzeh tanai klal v'havi kamo amenash atali d'ortia v'sokha z'polim. Says Rina Tam, no, you can give a different explanation of this halacha. Why if a masna mashikas of a Torah is the tanai bottom? But why is the maisa so kaim? Why are I still married? The Rina Tam says, because you weren't serious. You were just exaggerating. What do you mean? You're mekudeshes on condition that I can violate the Torah and not give you shekhs as the owner. Everyone knows you can violate the Torah. I didn't really mean it. I was just kidding. Says, you know what it's like? You're mekudeshes on condition that you climb up to the sky. In that case, clearly, I meant you're mekudeshes. Come on. I'm just joking. You can't take my word serious. Okay, so you could explain it in a different way. But I think this is the fundamental hakira about Tanai. Do we see Tanai as an internal limitation of the das, or do we see Tanai as an external pitch? Not done, then I'll put some.
So why can you say that in other Mosebilas nerds and that every really long Torah, and therefore when he's making something against the Torah, he thinks, but he's not actually going to do it that way. Is that what Rabbi Nachman's saying?
That's based on Rabbi Nachman's. And he doesn't really mean it.
Rabbi Nachman's saying the other answer would be like the exaggeration. So almost nothing is connecting the vice of the
You're saying that all 74 70s can be, after all, just exaggerating.
It can't be one of the same, because when you exaggerate the whole thing. I'll marry her.
But you can say like this. Say, he said, I'm an ass that I can violate the Torah. He knows he can violate the Torah, and he didn't really mean it. He didn't really mean on condition that I can violate the Torah. So he knows no one can buy. No one can buy this.
So it's not all the worse, but I won't do the action. Meaning, if you do this one thing, it's like we use it nowadays. Like nowadays, we use like, oh, I'll marry you if I go to the sky, a piece of fly, right? It's like, but then I don't want to marry you.
That's interesting. You're saying even Ring of Time really works better according to the Russian now. Maybe you could squeeze them into the other side if necessary. Okay, let me go. Let me just ask this question, right? We mentioned this question earlier, but I said we get back to it. Because our whole paragraph about Stein, really what the Rush does is bust open this sukkah and says, what is the nature of this bird called Tanai? What is a Tanai? Do we say a Tanai is a svara of an internal limitation of the chalos, or do we say no? It's a chiddush, right? In chabo el chiddusho says the Ri and Tosfos and the Ikvotav, the Shulchan Arush. It is an external force which negate the chalos. It's an external force of the mevatel chalos. Right, this is basically the Ri in Tosos and Ksubos, and the Shud HaRush with the Shud HaRush, saying even more clearly, I mean, think about it, places, opposed to the Ri, it says in one sentence, in Tosos. And what's the Nafimina of this Nafira? One is, maybe this question, Nitol Hatsunai, not
We're not talking about Kiyu Kiyim. We're talking about a real Bitla Tznai, a formal Bitla Tznai of Asim Dibur and Batum Dibur. Says the Rosh, I'll be the Rambam. Yep. Asim Dibur, Umedvatel Dibur. What does that mean? I don't have to enhance the halos. I just have to Umedvatel, the Chiddush Dibur, that's not the halos. And the halos has its own natural power. Well, if you said no, it's an internal limitation of halos, the svara, then you would say, like the maybe like the other Rishonim and Achronim. No, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as Bitla Tanai. You want to say Ke'ilu Kiyim? Maybe. So you have to sign with it. Some is their rule, and I'm not accepted. I'm not rule. Some of the accepted. Everyone needs to adopt the Tzar. Can't be about the Tzar. Oh, the Rambam said he could not. The Tzar, he really, the Dochak meant to do Girsh. Right? The other document we just mentioned is how about not what happens, we know what happens. But let's say if you have masneh al mashakasav b'torah, pain if the tani is batal, that we can all accept, right? The right, isn't any stipulation contrary to law or public policy generally batal? But why is the maisa kaya if the tani is batal? Why the Maisa Kai? The says the Re, says the Re, what language very reminiscent of the Rush. I mean, that's an acronym, the Rush language, reminiscent of the Re. Says the Re, he gives a formal explanation. A formal explanation. Tanai is a fish. The Imlesa Lechidish. Let me say better. It's a chiddush tenai yochol levatel maisa. The less of the chiddush, a maisa is chayim. What's he saying? It's a chiddush that tenai yochol maisa. And if you don't have a chiddush, the chiddush is only a tenai that's within the Torah, not a tenai against the Torah. Then the mice is naturally kaya. Why? Because the mice has its own power to just get rid of this pesky roadblock. However, an ring of Tom, I think you'd go there, right? Ring of Tom, I'm not saying ring of Tom has to be on the other side, right? Ring of Tom is saying, because you were just joking. Well, and you were just joking and didn't mean it. What does that mean? You didn't mean the whole thing, or you didn't mean the Tom. He just says, well, it's supposed to be a Tom. But what you would have to say is, not that this has to be, you would have to give a psychological explanation. You would have to give a psychological explanation. You could say, let's call this Alpira Vein Tom. Because Vein Tom could go either way. Alpira Vein Tom, you could say, that, no. He was really joking and meant Kiddushin the low out tonight. He said, I'll manasseh that I don't give you shirks with the ona. But since he knows that's just a joke, I don't mean joking as being funny. I'm joking as being exaggerating, right? Mockley being exaggerating. But he's saying, like, don't have too many expectations. It's like, even though I could go against the Torah and marry you without shirks with the ona, you know, I'm lowering your expectations. But of course, he can actually mean to marry her without shirks with the ona. Because that's impossible. You really just meant to marry her. Okay, could that be? It could be. It's very hard to prove or disprove someone's psychological assessment. That also ties into the similar question that the Rashba deals with a little later in our perek, and the Rashba really struggles with it. You know, and who's talking? Is it him? Is it Tosfos? Not clear. And what about some of the other Mishpatei Tzad? There are many rules that if nine needs fulfilled, we're going to be about a rule that's up in June's mind. The end of Sefer Gittin, end of Arrow Learning Sefer Gittin.
What if you don't fulfill the various rules? Like, for example, it's me a time clock. You need to double this time. Say, if you give me 200 zot, you're divorced. If not, you're not divorced.
It needs to be hinkod lola. I have to say, if you give me your divorce, if not, not. I can't say, if not, not. If yes, yes. It needs to be tonight, one of the mice, or the old soul, the Rishonim means. I have to say, if you give me your divorce, if not, your divorce, if you give me. Okay, please don't start saying, but every single line in Shas breaks those rules.
And because that's the Rishonim asked that question in June.
But the, and it has to be tonight, mice, not the dover echad. The tonight, the mice, can't be in the same thing. That's good. It's not like one thing with mice or something else, like divorce and 200 zuz. Not like you're divorced on condition that you don't keep the get. Now, the if you don't fulfill any of those conditions, it's bara kachama. It's a crystal clear in the Gemara, right here later on in our Masechta, on our Sugya, on Daf Ayin Hey. Really, so it is crystal clear that if you don't fulfill any of the conditions, not so much not the Torah, then the tonight's bottle. Why? What if they got it? Has to be like when they got a neighbor, they got a ruin. He says, said twice, em yavru, etc. And the positive was before the negative, and the condition was before the result, etc. If you don't do that, then the tonight is bottle. Okay, the tonight is bottle, and then what? And then it's not a halos, or it is a halos. Tonight is bottle, maisek chayim. Again, one of the strangest things in Judaism, really, is that if you make a tonight and you make the tonight wrong, then it's not that the tonight is bottle, therefore you haven't done anything. No, the tonight is bottle, therefore you've done everything. Therefore you're married or divorced or, you know, you sold something, etc.
And you got him in a Reuven.
They got maybe wouldn't have if Moshe Rabbeinu, again, this is a little funny because we learned it all from there, but theoretically, if Moshe Rabbeinu had not known the halacha, which of course is impossible, and he had not made the time with them properly, not that nothing would have happened. Gotten the Trent Jordan unconditionally. So there is, again, it's very, very parallel. It's almost the same as not to meeting number two. Almost the same as not to meeting number two. Maybe wants to get philosophical and say, no, Moshe Rabbeinu might change the Torah, then the Rosh is different, the Torah is different. But if you're not being philosophical,
you're what he told me or what he didn't tell me.
That I can have an intelligent opinion about.
Yes.
That's my perspective.
Okay.
Especially since he told you in Yiddish, and I depends on his comment. it's just different people discuss it. How about, let's say, Tnai Kafol Bechuli, right? Or you didn't do the Tnai Kafol, right? An improperly formulated Tnai. How about an improperly formulated Tnai, right? What if I have an improperly formulated sign. So, granted the sign is bottle, right? At least according to the mayor. But why is the mice a kayam? Again, if I were asking you to make up your own legal system and I said, if you don't formulate the sign properly, it's not a condition. I would say, well, if the condition doesn't work, then nothing happened. So the Torah says no. Mar says, if the condition doesn't work, everything happened. Had an unconditioned. Why?
Rebbe, if the tznai is bottle, so I'm going to keep exit out, and then the mice is it.
Okay. Work. No, but the question is, but I didn't want to give it to you on condition. I divorce you on condition that you give me $1 million, right?
That probably happens. That's the highest standard.
Right. I divorce you and did you give me $1 million, and I mess up how I say it, but I didn't want to divorce you without $1 million. I understand, so it's not a good condition. But I didn't want, it's a common sense, but I didn't want to divorce you without $1 million. So what's the answer? So here again, what's the answer going to be? One answer is going to be formally, it doesn't matter. Tonight, I did want to divorce you with or without $1 million. And then I also want to make a tonight, you can team X one and leave the other because they're two separate things. It's not totally hubba ha, right? Clearly, right? If I say, I'm selling you my house, for 3 million shekel. then that's part of the transaction, right? If somehow it's not through willing shekel, I haven't sold the house. That was the deal. But over here, it's not part of the transaction. Thing. So maybe you would answer that. You would give a double answer, right? What are you going to say? You're going to say that it's a seiras hakasun, that it's not a tonight, and if there's no tonight, then the maisa is kayam because you have das for the maisa. By maisa, we mean halosa.
Sure.
You didn't have das in divorce. You just also not for tonight because I'm so good. So what you're going to do is say, same as it is good enough. Same as it is not a tonight. And therefore, how can I divorce my wife when I didn't mean to? You didn't mean to. You just also meant to make it tonight. But the tonight didn't work. But if you're going to say, no, this tonight is built in, then it's going to be a little funny. And ten of the tonight is built in, but it then is going to be a little funny. Tanakh, I messed up, but I didn't want to divorce her for free. So what are you going to have to say? Maybe you're going to get a psychological answer.
Rabbi, what do we go after? What he says or what he meant?
Interesting. To what extent does, you know, basically here we're saying that is exerus akasim tonight doesn't work tough luck. Here we're saying that we have to go after what you meant, right? Didn't you mean, even if I said it a little wrong, didn't you mean it to make the condition? And what you have to say is it's a little tougher. What you have to say is that, no, he really, you know what? If he said it in such an inferior way, really meant that this Tanai is not ma'akev, his desire for the chalos. You know what? If he expressed it in a weak way, what he said, what he really meant is that I want to encourage you to do it, but I don't really mean that it depends. You're divorced on this, you give me $1 million. If I say it very thoroughly, I really mean I'm only divorced to give you $1 million. If I say it half-heartedly, what I mean is that I want you to give me $1 million, but I don't really mean that I want to be stuck with you if you don't. I'd really rather move on and marry somebody else. Okay, now again, that's a very big pitch. Really, just because the guy, maybe he's an Amaret. You know, just because the guy didn't say it so carefully, he didn't really mean it. But I mean, I have no choice. Says the Rashba. The Rashba struggled with this issue on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Says the Rashba. Etc. Shalom b'Tosos. He's quoting Tosos, right? Bishlama, that the Tanai doesn't work. Fine. If it's not a good Tanai, it's not a good Tanai. I understand why it doesn't work. Ela Maisa Hechum is Kayan. But how is the Chalos Kayan? He didn't want it. You want to say the Tanai doesn't work? The Tanai doesn't have to work. But how does the Chalos work? He didn't want it. And then he adds, so he answers. First answer is Yishlomar. K dot dot that came in the hisnav lo hisnav chasos, since he said it tonight verbally but didn't say it thoroughly properly. Aslina haragila b'daito, he revealed in his mind she'eno chosh b'giyomo, he doesn't really care if you're mekayim it. She'eno rotzo b'tal ma'isa afish b'ata, and doesn't really want to be mevatel chalos if known to it. By saying it half heartedly, he's revealing that he doesn't really want it to depend. And it's not such a guilt for him. It's more of a suggestion. Now, again, this is a surprise to us. What if the guy said, let's say the guy said, Hare Zagite in Titnili Masayim Zuz. But he says the get first and the Zuz second. And he didn't say, and it's not if you don't. Therefore, what he really meant is, I'm encouraging you to give me 200 Zuz. Maybe even the Zuz says you're obligated to give me 200 Zuz, the moral halakhic obligation to keep your word. But, at least if you express agreement, but I don't really want it to depend. If I really wanted it to depend, I would have been more thorough. I'm really hinting at the fact that I want to get rid of you as soon as possible. I never want to see you again. I want to divorce that I already have someone else I'm planning to marry tomorrow, and I don't want to be stuck with you. I'm just... 200 zuz, you know, like, hey, it would be nice to also get 200 zuz. That's it. I said, okay, if you don't take the approach of the Rosh, if you use Tanai as more of the internal natural svara of your das, that makes sense.
But if you say the Kiddush the Rush, then it works a lot better. No, there's no such thing as I only want to divorce you with 200 zuz. That's not halachically allowed. Divorcing is divorcing. Then there's a Kiddush where you go to the Reuven, you can impose it tonight. But when you decide to divorce, you decide to divorce, not through psychology, horribly. There are two different decisions. You decided to divorce, yes.
If the tonight comes first, is there a big difference?
Decided to divorce. What?
If the tonight comes first, if you give me, then the habib b'chalos. Yeah, according to the Holy Alma.
Then that works. Then that works. The question is, what's the longest of how it works is the machlokas. And that's 2 days in the Rashba. The first day the Rashba says you didn't really mean it. And then later on, he gets into trouble. He says, oh, he doesn't really explain all the conditions. And then, hello, Bikoshi, it's all quoting Tosas. And they have a lot of trouble understanding it. And maybe there's some yitur, maybe there's some extra word that teaches exercitus about this. Okay, maybe it's exercitus. I think that's really, like, the Rashba doesn't really have an opinion here. He doesn't like any answers. He's really dissatisfied. He really hello double the kosher. But what are his two possibilities? That the Rashba quotes in the name of Tosfos. He says number one. Shot number one, psychological. Shot number two, Xeris Hakoso. Ah, how do we know the Xeris Hakoso? We know the Xeris Hakoso is an extra word. What extra word is there? I don't know. There must be some extra word that we doctor this from. But I think that's, again, Tanai is more formal or psychological. Is Tanai about what I meant, what type of fellows I wanted to do, or is Tanai a chiddush of something external that does something funny to a pre-existing fellows? Yeah, the nafkamina is there's a pre-existing fellows plus a Tanai after your bachelor's tonight. Part of fellows, I can't be bachelor's tonight. That's enhancing the fellows. I can't enhance fellows without a new nice. And the question of why the Tanai fails, does the Maisa succeed? If you say there's two separate things, I understand. If the Tanai fails, the Maisa succeeds, so the Maisa is independent of the Tanai. If you say the Tanai is part of the Das and the Maisa, then you're going to have to bidokach say what a lot of Rishonim suggest. It's not that the Tanai fails, the Maisa succeed. It's that the reason the Tanai fails is because I'm hinting at the fact that I didn't really mean the Tanai. Okay, that's a big assumption. But that's what you have to. That's what you have to assume. What we said last year or 2 years ago, or etc., was maybe. Although this is a chiddush, maybe this could also affect the sugya we discussed about whether this is a chiddush. It's not a pshat. Pshat is what we said it was a practical judgment, whether she can get married before she fulfills the tonight or not, right? Or do we worry she might not fulfill the tonight? Yeah, the simple shot is we just depends how practically likely we think it is she'll mess up. But maybe you could say, and the Rav took this approach, even though he didn't say exactly these words, I admit. Maybe you could say to my folks we saw last time, maybe. Speculation. You know? Yes, sir. We owe them Kiyon Hatanai. If you view it as that, the tonight part of the halos, until the tonight there's no halos, then it makes sense to say there's no halos yet. Like, why get married before halos and even count them being retroactively fulfilled, right? Then maybe need a lomar. Shelo tinase ad she kiyom hatnai yigron. Achalos. That makes sense. You know, I know it's retroactive. By the until, I don't mean that it's chronological until. I mean a conceptual until. It's all retroactive. We're all talking about elements. Obviously, it's not even in, except for that funny drama, she should get married. But in time with its retroactivity, then it might make sense to say, you know what? The whole halos is only outside. I understand it's retroactive, but until it's been triggered, don't take advantage of it. While if you were to say that, no, the halos are halos. Just the tonight is ma'akid, it's not fulfilled. Say, look, you have halos. I might end up getting blocked. Okay, but meanwhile, it hasn't been blocked. And meanwhile, it should be okay. Then maybe it's nicha to say. Shetim nasei. He. Haryeshtan. Halos gerushin. There's halos gerushin. I understand that halos gerushin might be blocked. might be overridden, might be blasted into smithereens if you don't fill this knot. But there is a chalot girish in here. So again, if you want to look at this as one dish instead of practical, not claiming it's more likely possible, then if the rug started to take this approach, then maybe it should depend on this, and that also might have to do with another issue that I put in there, which is probably also more likely practical, which we show in the totally not a hub. Do you have to prove the time is fulfilled or do you have to prove the time is not? Who has the burden of proof? All right, we saw that maybe in the Ron made brief reference to it or maybe it was like why after. It wasn't clear exactly where I meant just to stop in the run, this run. But actually, put it the burden of truth. I've worked by oracle science. She has to prove that science will fill the course, or do I have to prove that science is not fulfilled or burden of the course? Again, most likely it's a practical question. What do we assume is more likely? Whatever's less likely, you'd have to prove, right? The burden of proof, but whoever asserts something less likely. But maybe, because both these might be practical, and we show them connect these, maybe the burden of proof. If you said it's part of the halos, then if halomar, the end of the grishes, and the tavi raya, not step in grishes, you don't believe she's been grishes, shen is kayim hatanai. Well, if we take the Rosh approach, maybe need a lomar. The Megureshes ad Sheyavi Raya Shalom Niskayim. Right? That might be a practical question. It's one of the things more likely, or one of the Stam rules of Chazakas. Things happen with the Tolkien of Lula, but it might have to do with, it's certainly possible that it might have to do. With this lumdus, and of course, the last thing, which is a sugya that maybe should have gotten into, maybe shouldn't have, I put the Gemara on Makorshi 45, but really, it's even if you read the Gemara of Pshuto, it's a little hard to understand it because it's Soser itself and the Rishonim. I really have very different shot in Gemara. The original sugya of Tanai Melta Achrisiki, right? The original sugya of Tanai Melta Achrisiki, the two Nakamidas, and then seems to explicitly Soser itself, which is why the Rishonim have works through there, right? How about a great example? Two Aiden come and say, this is a valid shtar, right? The two Aiden were assigned to them and say, this is our signature. It's a true shtar. And one of them says it was a Tanai. Okay, is it an unconditional shtar or not? On the one hand, you could say, two Aiden said it was a shtar, only one said it was a Tanai, so we don't believe this. Right? Two Aiden say, we signed this, document. And one of them says, here, we signed the document. When he gave it over, he says, on condition that you help me buy a new house, and he didn't help buy a new house. So do we say that, well, there's two eight on the fellows, one eight on the side, so we don't leave the one eight that's fellows without a time? Or do you say, what do you mean? One eight says the fellows was a real strong unconditional fellows. The other says only fellows on time. So therefore, we don't have two Aiden from unconditional halos. Basically, who gets the house? Two Aiden say, I signed my house over to you. One of them says there was on a condition that you find me a new house, and you didn't. Do you get the house or not? Do we say, two Aiden say you get the house? Ignoring the one Aiden who said there was a Tanai. Say no. One Aiden said you get the house. One Aiden said that the Tanai wasn't filled, well, then you don't get the house. Who do we list? I bet the discussion in Clara. Made a little more complex by the Rishonim, will argue, is this a case where you didn't recognize their signatures? Otherwise, we didn't recognize their signatures. Otherwise, that seems to be focusing tomorrow. Without getting into it, that really seems to depend on this issue of Tanai Mil Sachrisi, which is where this phrase that I like comes from. Right? Do we say, no, first decided there's a halos. Two Aiden, yes. Then decided there's a Tanai. No, only one Aiden. We don't believe one Aiden Mamados. Or do we say, no. With their halos al Tanai or halos shalom al Tanai? We only have one aid of the halos shalom al Tanai every week. Right? Or the other issue here. Right? What if two Aidim both say there was a Tanai? Do we believe them? Or is that King Jang is showing a Fuzur Magd? Are they retracting their testimony? Right? Aidim can't say, we signed this, but it wasn't true. That's called retracting the testimony. King Jang is showing a Fuzur Magd. If we say we signed this, but there's a Tanai, is that retracting their testimony or is that just adding a new testimony? So all of these sugyas, let's just add here, right? Right? Eidos. This is the sugya of Milsa Achrisi. Okay, it would take us an hour and prep. Obviously, we go through this sheet, and maybe we'll just leave that for further eon. What would you say? You would say, wonder, you say, there's one edus about halos al tnai, and then you have to work it out. Or do you say, oh, there are two separate edus. One, the halos. Two, the tnai. This should also be totally on this chakira. Now, I'm not saying everyone has to toe the line throughout this whole board. You know, you could have, you know, first of all, some of these issues are technical, practical issues, and this analysis is wrong. Or you could say maybe it starts out as a Milsa Achrisi, but if you build the proper conditions that become in, they're clearly, you can say Edus is different, because Edus is not about the close, it's about the process. Clearly, what we're talking about, the Gadol, I think this is the basic one is about tonight that underlies a lot of things in our. So, yeah, I remember when we read Rabbi Tam. Remember that Das Yochanan ben Tam Rapuna, who, according to the what we thought was this Pshat Lashon, and as Rashi Yaakov says, to an umdana, you could make a chalos be achar's mind, but you can't make a tonight. So that might do this question. If tonight is just part of the chalos, why can't an umdana tell you leave it by the chalos? Tonight, a new halachic concept, maybe you can't create a new halachic concept for an umdana where there's no basis for the reality. Okay, Ayin Shum, that's what we discussed. So again, going back to our sugya, this might very well depend on this fundamental hakira. Basically, the Rosh makes it depend. He keeps talking about very fundamentally. It's a chiddush, and you wouldn't have known about when you got to be ruined. And don't think it's just part of how you do things. It's a totally new halachic concept. That's the hakira he's making. He doesn't tie into the Gemara Ksubas. Tnai Milsa Achrisi, is it a new external worldwide halachic concept? Or is it just how we do things, that we do things sometimes conditionally? Do we do things conditionally, or do we do things and then create a condition? That might be the very fundamental machlokas, which underlies the issue of bittul hatznai. I think that's what we want to say about this. And then, Chaim, any of a chance?
No.
I want to go ahead and just like read through our sugya and go through some of the, just make sure we get a shot with some of the shakalatarya of our sugya. Yes, not
that. Anyway, change the AC to the
Yes, there is a way. You press the plus button and it makes the temperature hotter. Any other questions? In afternoon shear, I would understand you're asking to create a certain practical result, but this is where we want this. The answer is, you know.
There's another reason why the Kesef Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah, doesn't want to say that Pshat in the Rambam, which is the Gemara in Perkei Ishus, the Gemara in Ksubis says the Lashon of Mechila, and the Rambam in Perkei Ishus.
Correct, meaning the Gemara in Gittin and Ksubis both use the Lashon of Mechila. Correct, and I'm not, there can be a million reasons why. What I'm claiming is that the Rambam might have said definitely the Lashon of Mechila is Tanai, which he nicknamed Bithel Tanai. And it was false, but you're right. You can say, hey, don't give me Tzedin, and then all of you will wash them. Yes.
Where are we saying here that assuming the more fundamental, less of a practical shot, the more fundamental shot, those two, four, and five, is that the more you have the right to act on your tonight, the more we can say that the tonight is the most free. So, and that's certainly like not that the side of the common out the option, that's. That's already an issue, but the Rambam even says that by assigned him, there's a right for her to act on this God's time. She doesn't have to get divorced, she married someone else. So that's, I think, even the most extreme right of the Rambam is on the side of the Milsa Achrisi.
Right. That's the most extreme right of the Rambam in general. The Rambam is the one who's most radical in the people here, right? The Rambam does work well with Shittata here, and what you're pointing out, it's even said that, again, that's even super legit. Correct. Meaning, this, the Rambam would work out well here, is what you are pointing out. Okay. We'll have to get to a lot of those things. Yeah, we'll have to get to that, but not today. Okay, let's go back to our Gemara. Let's read again some of the Shakavatarya. in our Gemara, because even on page 56, there were some issues that we didn't properly address. So let us let's read the Gemara. Said the Gemara, right? What are you saying? Mechulin lach? Tibay the Rashbag, tibay the Chacham, right? Maybe even the Rabbanan only say mechila doesn't only say money doesn't work. So he wasn't mocha. But if he was mocha, then it would work. Or maybe even Rashbag only said he gave her the equivalent of the money, but he didn't give her the equivalent of money, it wouldn't work. And the answer is, he says, Eina Migureshes. This does tie into a technical question that everyone asked, which is, what's the machlokas? We mentioned this. Rashab, what's the machlokas? What case are Rashbag and Chacham arguing about whether you can give money instead of ifsus? A case where he agrees to take the money or where he refuses to take the money? They're not clear, right? What case do they argue about? And this is a big machlokas Rishonim. The Rashba and the Ritva say they argue about a case where he agreed to take the money. The Rosh and the Chiddush Miksav Yad say no. They argue about a case where he did not agree to take money instead. They argue about a case where he did not agree to take money instead. And each of these has a bit of a problem. So let's just read. And we haven't said what Tosfos and Erechim says, because I need to set that up. So let's say put the hill of the markers to the left to get the shear. From the blue's your best day. The blue's my best day, yeah, but it's very wide. It's hard to, yeah, it's very smushed. Yeah. It's okay. Everything is chesur note. We get your notes. Here's the question: what's the machlokis Rashbag and Chachamet? So, what are the two dales? One dale is that the Rashba machlokis Rashbag v'Rabbanan says the Rashba and the Ritva. What's the case? The case is that he agreed to take money instead of an insulus. He agreed, but the question is, who cares that he agreed? Does that count or does it not count? The Rosh and the Chidusha Miksav Yad say, I don't know if that's, did I write down? Yeah, say that no. The case is he did not agree to accept money. The Rush said he agrees to accept money, but he says for me, money same as it's list, that would be good enough. Okay, each of these has a problem. Where do each of these have a problem? Number one, the Gemara that we just read said that Tiboy the Rush bag. The Rabbanan only said it works if he wasn't mochel. The Rabbanan only said it doesn't work because he wasn't mochel. When did they say money doesn't work because he wasn't mochel? But if he was mochel, maybe it would work. Me and not. But in the Havimina, in the Shakalataria, what's the problem? The problem is that in the Ibaya, the Gemara says that the Rabbanan say it because lo achla gaba. Says maybe Rabbanan are matmir because lo achla, achla milashon alicha gaba. But if he was mochel, then it's okay. Hold on a second. What are they saying? Again, this is in the Havim, in Ibaya. But in Ibaya, they clearly think that maybe their bun are only machmer because he didn't agree. If he had agreed, then he could be mochel lagamri. So that seems to disprove this possibility. What's the problem with this possibility? The case that he did not agree. The problem with this possibility is he didn't agree. Therefore, it's no good. Right? But according to Rashbag, if he didn't agree, it is good, right?
if he did agree.
According to Rishbag, if he didn't agree,
still good.
Then it is still good.
Yeah.
And what's the deal? If she gave him the itzlus itself, if he didn't agree, it's still good. Not agreeing is only a problem because she gave money for the rabbanim. That this diot, this is a double deal. Lefi Rashbag, Migu Reshes, Afalpi, Shelo Rasalikaga. And in Nasna Lo Itzelis, she's Migu Reshes, Afalpi, Shelo Rasalikaga. Right? It's only according to the Rabbanim. She gave him money. Then she's not with Reshes because he didn't want to accept it. That's the deal. He says, I refuse to take it. You know why that's not good? Because she gave him money. She gave him the itzlos, it would be good. And that's not good for their bond. For her spine, would be good. What's the problem? This seems to prove that giving against your will, what if she gave the actual itzlos? Right? That's the bigger question. Would be good. But that 2 days in the end of our Gemara, with the Nesina of Rabba, Shemin Nesina, or Lash Nesina, the Lishakama of Rabba says, that the Sina of Karpa is not gracious. Right? The problem is, this proves that the Sina of Karpa having the Sina, right? If she gives the Itzlus while Karpa would work. It's only if she gives money while Karpa doesn't work. But the deal is the Itzlus would work while Karpa. Hold on, that's Lishakam Lishabasa Rabba. Then the disproves Lishakam of Rabba. Right? Which disproves Lishakam de Rabba, because Lishakam de Rabba says the Sina of Rabba doesn't have the Sina.
You said it one time?
Yes. If the Rashba, the Chachamim say, if you gave him money and he didn't agree, it doesn't work. That implies that giving the itzlus he didn't agree with work, which implies giving against someone's will counts as giving. That 2 days in Rabba, whether if I made it tonight and I gave it to you against your will, it works or not. So if the Mishnah disproved the Lishakama to Rabba, then someone should have said, Tiyoka, and it's a Siatu with the Master of Rabba. So these are the basic problems, and you have to come up with a technical answer. What is Tosis' technical answer in Erkin? Tosis technical answer, Eric Hennis, he makes a cashback. Tosis says, you know what? The Amoraim argued about what case from Shimon Gamliel and Chachamim argued about. Meaning, everyone assumes there is an answer. There's a clear answer. We just don't know because by days that we showed in Akron, we lost that Masorah. But originally, they had a clear idea of what they were talking about. Says Tosis and Eric Hennis, what are the answers? One answer is, Tosin Erkin says, no, Gufo, what case Rashbam come argued about is I'm a focus in different days. So one answer is Tosos and Erkin. Tosos here doesn't bother to ask the question. Tosos and Erkin says, no. The Amoraim. It's not really the Amoraim. I mean, not really Amoraim. It's the Lishna of the Amoraim. Argue about what case the Tanaim argued about. Basically, the Lishna Kras, Tana, Lishna Basta, or Rava argued about precisely this question. What's he saying? That the Lishna Basra de Rabba Sabar Nesina Balkarcha Havya Nesina Umach Lokes Rashi Bag Virabanan Mairi Bilo Rasa Lekabel. The Lishabasra of Rabba says giving Yitzhak will count as giving. And therefore, everyone admits like the Itzlus against your will, that's good enough. Machlok is just giving money against your will counts as giving. That is the Machlok is Tanaim. And they were not, this Lashon was not the one who's talking in this, what do they say here, one second, that Lishna Kama Derava Savar Dinesina Balkarfa Lo Ham Dinesina. Lishna Kama Derava says giving its rule doesn't count as giving. Even if I give the insolence, it doesn't count as giving. But that's not the machlokas. There's no machlok room for achlokas or stein chomet. But if anything, it doesn't count giving against your will. Machlokas or stein chomet is being daito.
Say the sinner of the Italus Balkarka is no good. He agreed to accept it when he made the tanai.
Nonetheless, he holds even when you make a tanai, you agree to accept it, it's still no good. That's the shita. You don't have to like the shita, but that's the shita. My ring. And you just have to add one thing. How do you solve this problem? The problem is that then there's no problem, right? You said, the deal that it disproves Lishna Kama. Yeah, but that's only Lishna Bas interpretation. Oh, what about this line? Didn't this line prove that the Rabbanan only Machir because he didn't agree? Yeah, that line, Rabbanan were only Machir because he didn't agree. That line was said by the Lishna Basra. That line was said by the Lishna Basra, Rabba. Right? What do they say? That, and the line of, Ad Khan, what's the lashon? I told you it's the hard question. Ad Khan lo kamri bon el go achla gabe, of the lo achla gaba, that he didn't agree, was said only by the Lishna Basra. I don't mean it was said by the Lishna Basra, it's before we had the Lishna Basra. But whichever Amora said that line, but we don't know if it's Amora who said that line, but Gemara expanded on it, right? It was in Boimine Rabbi Asi Rabbi Yochanan. But again, I don't know if Rabbi Asi said this explanation or just the Gemara did. Whoever said that explanation felt like the Lishna Basra did. Okay, therefore, Tosa said that's due for the machlokes in the Lishna Basra and the Lishna Kama. The Chidusha Miksav Yad said something very similar to this. Very similar. Yeah.
I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around why that seems like an American answer. You can answer both questions. It's a machloket between the Rashba and the Rosh of what the piece they're talking about.
And Tosa the third piece says, what case they're talking about is a Mahol Samura.
But you can't take the same Mahol and apply to the.
Yes, you can.
What were they arguing? You know, the court in which they're arguing about. Which
they say the case, they case, it's the case is certainly, the case is this. And they say, no. Certainly, the case is that. Says Tosos, no, the Amora knew we don't know what their case is. And that's what they argue about. And one line could assume one. But one line says, she wasn't open, it was against as well. That was one opinion. That's only one opinion. There are two different things of the Amora. But therefore, you can't ask any serious thing about this. The one anymore is a different Amora. Okay, it's meaning the when the Gemara said, they're arguing the case where he didn't agree to accept it, lo achla, that was only one opinion. But the other opinion would say, no, they're arguing about a case where he did agree to accept
it.
So not clear. They're making it up. Question, what if you say the disturbing answer? Then how do you defend yourself against these questions? So here there are different ways. So the Rashba, what we mentioned earlier, what did the Rashba say? How does the Rashba answer the question? He says, there's two different kinds of agreeing. There's agreeing that it counts as tima tonight, and then there's agreeing to mevatel tonight. And therefore, there's no stira. Said the Rashba, this was the Rashba we had in the board earlier, the Rashba said, no stira. He agreed to take money as Kiyor Hatzai. But didn't agree to be Mibatel Hatznai. And he basically says that Svei Dinim of the Rambam is true, but only in the Havli and the Gemara, and that's why we can't paskin it. The Havli and the Gemara was that we're all talking about a case where they agreed, where he agreed. Ah, but he agreed to take money as a kiyum of an itzlus. So Rashbag says, yeah, money's a kiyum of an itzlus if you agree. The Rambam is saying money's not a kiyum of an itzlus even if you agree. And then the Gemara asks, hold on a second, that's all if he agreed to Ilukim Atzai. But what if the Ras would read our Gemara in this way, like the Rabbi? And what if he should say, I'm about to the whole tonight? Please just say, I'm about to the whole tonight. So then they say, oh, well, the case of Rashbag and Talmud, he was never about to the whole tonight. He's only considered a Kiyama tonight. Maybe your about to the whole tonight works. Then the answer is no. If you're about to the whole tonight, it doesn't work, which is why in the end, he can't pass in like the Rabbi. That's the Rashi use that saving the Rambam to explain to how the meaning of our Gemara. How that you take the other approach. The case is certainly he didn't agree to accept the money. If he didn't agree to accept the money, isn't this a tiyuv to the lishna? So the Kedushim Ksav Yad answered basically in a Quran. Yeah, it's a little gawker. It's a tiyuv to the lishna kama. This is a good proof. Lishna kama brother's dead wrong. We pass him like lishna basra. I mean, it's a little similar to Tosfos. But says the Kedushim Ksav Yad. Says Enachanami Yesh Mikan Hokaka Lishna Yesh Mikan Hokaka De Nesina Balkarka Havya Nesina Vika Poskin. And that's how we pass the way. You're right, we do have a proof, and that's how we pass it. Little duck. If our Mishnah was a proof of only, why didn't the Gemara come in? Usually the Gemara points out a Mishnah. Okay, but Bedonki says, you're right, you pass it that way. The Rush doesn't answer this question, but the Eresh Shmuel on the Rush has a very clever answer. What's his clever answer? He says, and this depends on which hopefully we'll have to get to, he says, why is the scene of Al-Karcha not a seek? Interesting question. Why is the scene of Al-Karcha not a seek? Yes. Like, why is there a man that already seen Bal Karka not the seen? Right? Which we are trying to disprove that man the Amr. I give you something, you refuse to accept it. Why is it not the seen? I gave it to you. So the answer is, because in order for me to give you something, I need to do a Maisa Kinyan, I need to have Das Machne and Das Kone. If I give you something against your will, you don't have Das Kone and you're not Kone. That is... said that the Eresh Shmuel, he said, you know why it's not a disproof? He says there's no disproof. Why? Exactly, because Svaras Manda Omar Lo Havyanesina. What is the Svara? It's not just that Stam giving against your will doesn't count. Like it's giving, but it's that I can't give you against your will because there's no Das Kone. You can't have a Kenya without Das Kone. Nesina means a kinyan, and you can't have a kinyan without the askonet. He, the ain kinyan, believe the askonet. Just the example that all the Rishonim discuss. If I want to give Yehuda a birthday present, and I say you must accept this birthday present, I'm giving you a Kenneth a birthday present, okay? Not a generous birthday present. You must accept whether you like it or not, and I stick it in your hand against your own like this, and now. And you say, I don't want to be Kona the pen. You're not Kona the pen. No one can ever be Kona anything in Halakha against without Das Kona. So says that's for Shmuel, a very clever deal. He says, for Rashbag, Taka, you have a good just. But we don't have a good box. But what's the deal? The deal is, if he gave her the Itzelis against his will, she gave him the Itzelis against his will, it would work. Doesn't that prove and see Bal Karcha is the Sina?
No.
Answer is no. The scene of Al-Karpa of new property of Masayim Zuz is not the scene. But here, he didn't say Al-Manasha Titni Li Itzdali. He said Al-Manasha Titni Li Itzdali C, it's the LIT, whatever it may be. He probably said it's the LIT. Although one never knows for sure. The maybe he said it's the LIT, right? Maybe even more likely. So my it's the list. What's the finish here? The finish here is that he says it's not that she has to be machne and through a kinyan and itzlis to him. So already says itzlis. She has to just return the itzlis that already belongs to him. Mm-hmm. To return your property to you, I don't need das kone. If this is your property and I stick it in your hand against your will, it's still yours, right? It's still yours. If I borrow something from you, I'm not sure the unfair case of the Gemara says that, you know, I borrow something from you in normal circumstances, and then as we're getting mugged in the park, I return it to you. Okay, that's not valid. Normally, I borrow something from you, and you say you refuse to take it back, and I smush it into your hand. Is that valid? It's valid because you don't need das kone. It's already yours. You don't need das kone to acquire something that's not yours. Since it's already yours, you don't need das kone, and that's a chav. It's a very clever chav of the first. Well, the aim can you bleed das kone? Is Zeshaya Rak bin Sinas Davar She'eno Shalo? When I give you that, it doesn't want you to sing about Karka, not Nesina, because you know that's Kona. But in our case, it's an Instalist. The deep is about Instalist. Yeah, there's also a deep for Rashba. It's fine. You know, Rashba, I know what he holds, but we don't possibly get it, so he's not Kona. The deep in the Kona is only great, it's the least deep. And therefore, since it already belongs to you, everyone admits the scene of Al Karka counts, and it's not part of the Machlokes. Only said that Abol a Machlokes Legabe Instalis Dikvar Shayachlo. To give you your own property, everyone agrees that you need your own property against your will, because you don't need Das Kone. The Machlokes is only giving you my property against your will. Everyone agrees that if I find Hashem Zavain, if I find Yehuda's pet, I can get back to him against his will. And he can't come to me later, so you didn't return it to me. He says, you owe me money, you didn't go to Hashem Zavain. I'm not giving back to you. I don't need your das to give you back your own pen. I only need your das to give yourself you don't get owned. So and all the cases in the market are giving himself and he doesn't get owned. So I was all giving him money. He's not giving money. I'm giving money for my wallet. That is my focus where the Messina Malkarko works. But I give you what you already belongs to you, then Avad it works.
So why doesn't the Rambam have that? And he just instructs him.
Why doesn't anyone say this to Pershmuel?
It's no, not even the phrase. Rambam doesn't say itzalita. It would be itzalita or just a kli or whatever.
It's not. You say, well, that depends how the Rambam fits on this question of whether then he agreed or that he did not agree. You know, here we're not 100% clear as to what the case is. So the answer is I don't know. Sorry, I have to think about that. Okay. Let's go back to the Gemara then. So these were basically the four ways of explaining our Gemara. Either you held, just to review a second, they argued in a case where the husband happily took the money. But the Gemara says they only argue a case where it wasn't Ochel. No. He wasn't Mevatel Tznai, but he was happily taking the money to keep him this time, Rashba. Or they argue that a case with Al Karka. Doesn't this prove that Itzlis itself, Al Karka, would be Nesina? Yes, it does. And that's how he posited. Or no, Itzlis is different than it's already his. Or Toso says that there is no answer to what case Rashba are arguing about. Each line of the Gemara held something different about that. There is no one answer, and one line of the Gemara held one way, and another line of the Gemara held the other way. Basically, the line that says they argue when he wasn't Ochel, held they were arguing about the case where it was against as well. But the line which says the scene of Al Karcha does not count, held they were arguing about a case where he accepted it willingly. Yeah, yeah.
Well, for instance, our small point that one is the man that was the scene of Al Karcha, you know. What would be the din about a scene about karcha to a katan through das aheres
machne? What about a scene about karcha to a katan through das aheres machne? That's already a fascinating focus. If you hold a katan.
So, in point to that,
meaning that it's really not about das.
Yeah.
Then lechor lepuliyam simba karpa shminasina. In that case, then lechor lepuliyam simba karpa shminasina. Yeah, that's what I think. But that's not what's being discussed in the Gemara. Okay, let's go weiter in the Gemara then. Remember what the Gemara says. We left off with the answer to the question from the Nedarim that our case is Tsar and that case is Harvah. So let's continue from right after that part. How Gavard Amr Larise Kuli Amadol Tlas Talvasa Achli Riva Atali Arba Achlatlissa? A certain owner of a field, what would they do there? You make money when you have capital plus labor. Capital is whoever owns the field, the labor is whoever works, and they would make a deal. I give you my field, you put in the work, and you take some of the profits, I take some of the profits. And, okay, if you don't like capitalism, then you're going to be upset. But the normal derech was that the owner of the field got 3/4, and the person who put in the work got 1/4. Okay, but a certain guy says to his aris, everyone waters it 3 times and gets 1/4 of the crops. I'll be mathematically accurate. You water it 4 times, it'll grow more, and you'll get 1/3 of the crops. And what happens? And Lusof Asa Mitra, when he's about to water it the 4th time, it rained and he didn't need to. So Amr Yosef Haladalar, Yosef says he doesn't get the extra because he didn't draw water. Rav Amar Haloid Sertle, he does get it because he didn't need to draw water, but he got the effect. Lema, let's say, what are they arguing? Rav Yosef says he didn't do exactly what you said. Says he got equivalent results. It's just as good. Lema of Yosef Karbana, Rav Amar Karbana, maybe that's not close to our measure. Yosef of the Karbana, and it's less and it's less. You can't accomplish the same result in a different way. It's the same thing. I give you money to buy an itzlis, right? Just like the rain came from heaven. The water there in the end, you can get the itzlis. So Rav Yosef Nachachamim and Rav Yosef Nachacham say it's not good enough. And Rav Rav Shimon Bill says it is good enough. The Tispra, you think that's true? Can't be, but kind of like hopes like Wazi to Rava, because we know the halach is like Rava in that case. Uvaha ain't the halach of Rav Shimon Bill. We know the halach is not the Rav Shimon Bill in our case, because one of the 3 cases, the halach is not the Rav Shimon Bill. So it can't be that Rav and Rav Shimon Bill, because we pass like Rava, not like Rav Shimon Bill. El Ugolom Karabonon, really? Everyone could, all the Amorim are like Rabbanan, right? So we pass like Rabbanan. So we want all the Amorim to be like the Rabbanan. In our case, giving money is not good enough. So what's the machlokes? Because Riyos Rabbanan, Riyos says no problem. The same case, giving money is not good enough, giving rain is not good enough. Rabba Amorlach, under the Amorim, Rabbanan. Rabba says, even according to Rabbanan, that money is not as good as an it's. Let's add Kalam Karabban, Hasim, and Su'ura Kamachab. Hacham Shomar, Bachahu, Vahalo, it's Dereh. When did the Rabbanan say that it's not good enough to give money because of tsar? Because it's for tsar. When it's for tsar, I want her to give me the itzlis. I don't want just an equivalent. But by the case of the artist, if you want to get tsar, the artist wanted the arbacha. He wanted to make a lot of crops. When it comes to harbacha, a substitute is good enough. When it comes to tsar, a substitute is not good enough.
How come by the artist, many other places in the Gemara, they says mazel lo goreim, that it was his mazel that it rained?
Rashi here says that his mazel that it rained, but still, Rashi Nita says, what do you want? You want me to make a parallel. Giving money instead of an itzlis is like rain instead of drawing water, instead of carrying water. So Rashi says, but the money I gave, so I say, yeah, the rain he also gave. This his mazel gave the rain, and then it's a good parallel. Just like I can give what you said, I can give an equivalent, likewise by the rain, I can give drawn water. Or I can give the equivalent of one mazel giving rain. The question is whether the equivalent counts for it. And what do we decide in the end? The equivalent doesn't count if it's tsar. That's why we follow the Rabbanan. The equivalent does count if it's harbacha. And that's why we follow Rava. Here you get into a little bit of a question of, so hold on a second. Is it tsar or is it harbacha in our Mishnah? Is our Mishnah tsar or is our Mishnah harbacha? So let's just try to figure it out. All right, which already was mentioned twice in the Sugya. Once the contrast to Nedarim, and once the contrast to Aris, right? So, what did our Gemara say? Our Gemara said 2 things. In the Teirutz to the Mishnah in Nedarim, what did they say? That the Itztalis equals Tsar. And who is that talking about? L'chora was talking about Kuli Alma. Because the Gemara says, Tibai l'Rabbanan, Tibai l'Rashpag. Right, l'Rabbanan, how do we know there's Rabbanan and Rashpag? Says, Tibai l'Rabbanan, Tibai l'Rashpag, and he gave an answer. And the Teiros to the Aris, which was only according to the Rabbanan, right? What do we say? We say that it's L'Sitzar. And that was clearly, we're only discussing the Rabbanan. We're trying to imagine how Rava can work for the Rabbanan. Okay, so now if we just end up with our Gemara, what would we say? Rabbanan holds the Tzar, or Rabbanan also holds the Tzar in the previous line. And who holds the Tzar? And what are they arguing about? They're about how to measure the Tzar. The Tzar of Itzlis means the only Tzar of Itzlis, or maybe an equivalent Tzar also counts in Drawfight to give you money. That's what it's. But all the Rishonim are bothered, and I haven't found anyone who denies this, maybe I didn't look well enough, that later on Daf, I and Ham and Bays, the Gemara brings a stira. If I say that you're divorced on condition that you help my father or nurse my baby, do you have to do it for as long as necessary? Let's say you're divorced, I'm going to ask you to nurse the baby. Right, because technically, halachically, here it gets a little tricky. Technically, halachically, if the baby is willing to nurse for a nursemaid and the parents are divorced, then the father has, I know this is not what we're using nowadays, but halacha, in Dini Mamonos, the father is obligated to nurse the baby, not the mother. Meaning, if the baby will not drink from another, nurse from another woman, then of course the mother has to nurse him because of Bikoch Nefesh, not because of Dini Mamonos. But in Dini Mamonos, if there are nursemaids available, you just have to pay them a lot of money, and the baby's happy to nurse from anyone. The mother, if she's divorced, does not have to nurse her own baby. Only the father has to pay a nursemaid, because the father has to pay for his kid's food and not the mother. Okay, so therefore, it might be common if the husband divorced and says, hold on, I don't have $1 million to pay for all these two yokes. You're divorced, you nurse the baby. Okay, not an unreasonable condition to make. So how long? So the Mishnah says 2 years, but the Brisa says 1 day, meaning just Yitzhak. So it's a stira. So this is no problem. This is the Rabbanan, and this is the Rav Shimon Gamliel about the Itzlis. The Rabbanan, so you have to give the Itzlis, say you have to give 2 years. The Rabbanan, who say the Itzlis. You have to, well, okay, maybe I exaggerated. The steerage is happy 2 years, or and does it happen as long as you need? As long as you need is good enough. The Rashbag says, the Rashbag says, as Rashi explains, I haven't seen another explanation. Rashbag says halacha, and therefore you need 2 years baby nurse. The chachamim say tsar, and therefore 1 day is good enough. So I've been tsar her. Okay, basically, what comes out of this gemara that Rashbag, who's talking about Rashbag, is more arguing about substituting, not about length of nursing. But the Rashbag, who says you're allowed to substitute for the itzlis, also says you have to nurse for 2 years to the halacha. And there's not really another good paper for the sugya, so I'm dot I and hey, I'm at bays. What if the Gemara doesn't say the word, but it implies that since Rashbag sheet about Itzlis also means you have to nurse the baby as long as the baby is hungry, that's harba, fulfilling a need, not tar. So that implies that mashma. The Rashbag Savar Harvacha. So that's the stira that all the Rishonim asked, that it's a stira. The Rashbag hold Harvacha, but at the beginning of the word, we said, look, Huli Alma, here it's Sa, and that's what makes it different from the dark. So, the best of my knowledge, there are two answers to this question. The Rashba and the Ran say that it's a little more complicated. What's the answer? Said the Rashba. And the Ran, the Rashba, I think, is on the Karshi, says no. The Rabbanan hold pure Tzar. And Rashbag holds Harvacha plus Tsar. Right. And therefore, there's no stira. The Rabbanan hold pure Tsar. Therefore, she has to give up the Itzdalis. Otherwise, I didn't in order. Pure Tsar. Rashbag holds, no, Tsar plus Harvacha. It's Harvacha. I mean, the reason why she can substitute money is because I really mean Harvacha. And if I get money, I can buy a new Itzdalis. But there's also a little Tsar. It's in between. It's Harvacha in that, as long as I get an Itzlis in the end, whether I get money to buy one or an Itzlis, that's good enough. But it's Tsar in that she can't get away scot-free. But Kula doesn't work. And then it's left to be sold in Machlokes, pure Tsar. Therefore, money doesn't count. Harvacha plus Tsar, therefore, the Harvacha is that. Titen Tama, she can give the money. But the Tsar is that Mechila lo sagi. Mechila is not good enough to the Tsar aspect, but giving money is good enough to the Harvacha aspect. Basically, I want it to be Mitzar her to give me a Harvacha. Those that are Chachamim who say, very picky you and literal, I do Mitzar her to give me the essence. And therefore, they will say, I want to Mitzar her to nurse the baby, but I didn't say Harvacha. That is the Rashba and the Ran.
The Hidushim Ksav Yad has a slightly different parish.
The Hidushim Ksav Yad, he really is the Hapamina that
that everyone the Hapamina is that everyone holds Tsar, then can't get out of the smart enough in the face,
which I can hopefully get to. The Hidushim Ksav Yad says no. He says that the Rabbanon holds Tsar and Rashbag holds Harvacha. That doesn't match the Maskana about how to answer why in the Dharim you can say Hilas Nabalti and here you can't. After all, Rashbag holds Harvacha, it's the same as the Dharim, and then you should be able to say Hilas Nabalti. Says the Pesach Gav Yad, Perish Vilitzur Mechavim Behalo Tzira, Bechein Helchsa, Kasa Tosos, he quotes the name of Tosos, Alibidur Abonin Kamahadir Gila Rashbag, Hamri Larvicha Kamachavim. That Maskana, the question was, Ibai, what was the Lashon of the Ibaya? The question was, Tibai, Rashbag, Tibai, the Rabbanan. Tibai was Bain, Rashbag, Rabbanan. But the answer was only for the Rabbanan. And what is he saying? He says, and the answer of, who was talking? It was Rabbi Yochanan, right? And Rabbi Yochanan's answer to Rabbi Asi's, if I'm not mistaken, question, right? Rabbi Asi, question was only Aliva Darabanan, even though the question was brother Rabbanan, the answer was only Aliva Darabanan, meaning the Kamina Lahalosla between the conditions of Yad, not going to be possible. And the other Mishonim, what's an Kamina Lahalacha? They would say, Mechila Lo Sagi Lakuli Alma. And he would say, not just he would say, he does say, that, oh, no, it's the wrong person. And what's his big chiddush? His big chiddush is that he denies this. Hidushim Miksav Yad denies. And he says, Lefi Rashbag, Lefi Latsagi. According to Rashbag, then it's just like the nerd, it's Harvacha. I can say a mokal, the Islis Lagan. The big chiddush. Not only can I take money, so I can mokal, the Islis Lagan. Okay, so that's the Machlokes. Basically, he denies that the Maskana of Yochanan is Mekuli Alma. But Mekuli Alma, Maskana is only for Rabbanan, they just didn't bother to say so. Because Rashbag is pure Harvacha, the Rabbanan are pure Tsar, while the Rashba and the Rabbanan say, I don't know. The Rabbanan pure Tsar and Rashbag is really someplace in the middle. Okay, I'm going to ask where we got up to. Right, we got up to Daf 57, part 2. We didn't really get to analyze so properly or at all.
The Sina Bal Karchot made a Sina. So half came up. Let's just remind us of the schedule. First of all, my usual annoying speech that the Chinas are not only for Smithic credits, the Chinas are the best way to learn Torah Lashma. And everyone of any age or everyone, whether documented or undocumented, as they say nowadays, is invited and encouraged to take the Bechina. I think it would be really a good way to boost our Hazara. Obviously, those people who are in official speaking students have no choice. The Bechina is 2 weeks from today, which would be June 1st, Thursday, June 1st. And then we'll continue with two more weeks. We'll finish up this sugya of Nesina Bal Karka and try to get into all these interesting mishpatei Tanaim in Yarin on the Ayin Hey. And then what about the rest of the parak? All right, we'll have to see what we can do about the rest of the parak. But at the very least, we will pick up with just finishing up 57 part 3 about Nesina Bal Karka. And then going on to the Ayin Hei, the Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, about all the nitty-gritty rules of the different requirements for tonight, which are nicknamed, not by the Gemara, but by the Achronim Mishpatei Tanaim.
My phone died.
What's happening with a little parsha thing? Maybe we could do that for a minute on a one-time basis. Since I'm sure you probably aren't here anyway, because they're going to be put the galim. What?
Sure.
I can ask him to delay the shiur by 3 minutes. All right, if it's up there, I'll speak to him. We'll see what we can work out.
Okay.
We'll see what we can work out. Okay. So
you have to take
eventually you'll send me the.
I did,
but not this one.
Correct.
Okay.
We just later.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. I'm supposed to stop the recording.